on black on black on black on black on black. You don't have to ball a rap to get them racks on racks. Uber poolers trying to catch my vibe and find my way. Yeah, I know I'm ratchet, but I'm really safe. Hot sauce dripping, everybody wanna start dipping. First nobody wanna listen, now everybody pay attention. Now everybody pay fee, even Trump gotta take a knee. When the horn blow, y'all gon' see. Make the wall fall down like, yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot.
Coming in hot, coming in hot. Shoot that shot, shoot that shot. Shoot, why not? Hey, why not? Ain't no big, ain't no big. Feel like Pac, feel like Pac. We can't lose, we can't stop, we can't stop. Yeah, coming in hot. Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Shoot that shot.
Okay, Diaspora, welcome back. If you join us, today's show, today is May 31st, a very special show. We've been wanting to do this for a while, Save the Black Diaspora, without permission. You have several things going on, but you have those Africans across America and the continent and the Caribbean. They are doing and building things without permission of the European. And that's a very important point. They've always wanted permission. And Africans are saying, no, we don't have to ask no more. It's very important. As we wrap up the show, we want to look at some suggestions for models, movements, things we should be doing, participating in now as we begin to create the future of the world we want to live in. As Brother Ty, the realization that's going to come to that we are one, that's going to happen. That's going to come into our minds. Brother Francois, I want to come to you. You have said many different things. One of the things is how we need our own institutions. You talked about the movement that is occurring. Can you speak to some of your recommendations, suggestions?
Thank you again, sister. My recommendation here would be, first, we are not asking for favor. The black people have never asked for favor, whether in Africa or abroad. We ask for a level playing field. But we have been placed in a competition that is rigged in favor of white people. Mm. Let me give you just two examples. When you look at the money, I gave a lecture in Washington, D.C., entitled Black America, Why Are You Not Reclaiming Your Federal Reserve Dollars? Mm. When you heard about printing, the Federal Reserve is printing money. The Federal Reserve is creating billions and trillions of dollars out of thin air. And this dollar is directly distributed to white financial institutions free. Hmm. They get it free, their banks, their insurance, and you cannot name one black bank that have received this money. So it is up to the black in America to reclaim their own share of the U.S. dollars that the Federal Reserve is distributing, mm. I repeat, free to black, to white institutions. Mm. The second thing where you have a level playing field, and this may bring me quickly to the issue of Ukraine, is this what they call the military-industrial complex. In reality, this is like a washing machine to recycle the dollars to the industrial military complex. Any impartial observer will see that this is another avenue, a boulevard, through which the U.S. government is taking tax money and giving almost free to the people who control this industrial military complex that are mainly the whites. And this is not small money. Over the years, over the decades, this amount to trillions of dollars. And the black people in America do not see a single penny of it. So just what will be, we want institutions that will open the eyes of black America to this hidden injustice. And I love the title of the books that you just mentioned, Stolen Wealth, Hidden Power. because there are some heathen flows of money that goes directly from the federal or the state government into the pockets of the white institutions. And by the way, the same way, since our black institutions are not receiving this money, they are dying. Hence today, you may not see, you barely see black banks, totally black owned banks, black owned insurance, black owned financial mortgage institutions. This is not because they are incompetent. It is just because they are not playing on a level playing field, because the field is rigged in favor of white institutions that receive white money. Let me finish 2 seconds about the issue of mass incarcerations, on which a lot is still fair to say it, and that you alluded very quickly before the break. Here, I will give three names, and you mark my mouth. I will give three names, and you will see what you know. You remember, maybe some of your our listeners here remember the 1994 federal crime bill under Bill Clinton, under President Clinton. This was an acceleration of the incarceration of our people for many things. And you know how unjust is the judicial systems against us in America. They will throw in prison for petty things. And then you have, don't forget that President Biden was the senator without interruption from the 3rd of January 1973 until January 2009, when he became vice president. So bill after bill, he voted it, that led to this mass incarceration. And then you also have Mrs. Clinton as senator. You remember her 1996 remark about comparing black people or black males as super predator. You haven't forgotten that. So this is a climate that was created to favor the incarcerations of innocent black people. Meanwhile, the white people, who, whether as white colors, are stealing millions, billions. You just heard about what's happening to the FBI or the institution of Biden's son, or all these things, or all those people who are stealing money. They don't go to jail. They don't go to tribunal. So it is very unjust. So to finish, I will link is to say we need models. We need model institutions that we have to build. We need free and independent leaders, because we are lacking it in America. Where are the Martin Luther King of today? Where are the Malcolm X of today? Brother Ty even mentioned Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Where are the equivalents today in the black community? You cannot be a community in a dangerous situations like the black community is in America without institutions and leaders that work for yourself. My good friend, Dr. Claude Anderson, is one of the one of the rare you have today. But who listened to him? He has published two marvelous books. The first one is Black Labor, White Wealth, which is like a Bible. You have everything in that book. And subsequently, he published a second called Powernomics. To finish, I will recommend all our listeners to go and read these books by Dr. Claude Anderson. You have the solution in these books. Dr. Claude Anderson is a man of experience, of knowledge. He has studied and he has dedicated his life for our cause. So we have to go and learn from those two books, and this will be one of a step forward.
Thank you, Brother Francois. Brother Francois had quite a few recommendations, good, solid recommendations, ones that easy to obtain somewhat, but some of them need to be done in a collaborative effort, which means unity. Brother Ty, you listen to Brother Francois. What are some of your recommendations, suggestions?
One of them is, you just mentioned it, Dr. Claude Anderson in his book, Black Labor, White Wealth. Very important book, because he breaks down in that book the wealth in terms of what was gained by the United States of America. At one point, slaves were worth more than the budget of the federal government. Yeah.
Only in America.
Only in America. You know, we were worth more than the federal budget in America.
That's amazing.
During the enslavement process.
So we should own this country.
We should own this country.
Talk about ownership, Brother Richard, right?
But so one recommendation is we must read. We can't read, we get into reading circles with other folk that can read and interpret books like Dr. Claude Anderson.
And let me say, it's important that you and Brother Francois mention these books, because some of the older ones, other ones, they may not be interested. They used to working for the system. They think they're going to get their dream from the system. They used to going in the government. But for those generations that don't know, the younger generation don't know, they become aware of these books, the ones that's fearless, and they should know about them. Go ahead, Brother Ty.
And as a part of that, it's always been my thing that the number one models that need to be structured or set up are community models. Wherever you live at in America, black communities, folk need to come together and to begin to address their particular issues. Only in that way will you be able to understand the relationship between reality and illusion, or rather, what's important and what's not important, or rather, are they committing genocide against us, or is America about benefiting us and helping us? And that will break up a lot of stuff the Negro mentality has assaulted and believed to be true about the good white people, which is not true. So community activism is very important as a model. And that means developing organizations. If you already got them, bringing them together in a unified form and dealing with issues that you're like-minded on. That's one thing. Another and very important thing is stepping outside of America. Remember Robert Gubat, my brother Mugabe. And I remember when Barack Obama was pushing homosexuality in Africa, and he spoke to Mugabe about it. And Mugabe said, "That ain't happening here in Africa. Do you want to be my second wife?" He asked Barack Obama that. And Barack Obama, he had nothing to say, you know, pushing the homosexuality. But my point is that he was a stand-up leader, and he kicked out all them white settlers that had taken the land from African people. So we need stand-up African leaders to stand up and speak to a number of issues. One issue is what's happening to black people in America. Why is the government of the United States allowing state-sponsored murders to occur by organized groups such as the police department, state troopers, the FBI, CIA, etc.? That's state-sponsored. All them work for the state. And the governments of Africa need to stand up. We ain't doing business with you. You killing our people over there. That's one thing. The second thing is these governments need to create double passports. Come on, black people, come on home. We got buku land that you can come on and farm it, and we will help you with the resources how to build this thing. Just teach our people what you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's a model that needs to be implemented like yesterday.
Thank you, Brother Ty. Excellency.
Oh, third thing. White people who are really concerned about, who understand the problem that has occurred historically in America and know that their people are devils, need to help create institutions, economic, political, et cetera, that we can take over, that will help facilitate us getting on our feet and maintaining our own narrative.
Thank you.
Creating our own narrative.
Thank you. And that's reparations in as many different forms. One of the things I want to mention, folks, is Brother Ty has mentioned several times about community models. Next week, one of our guests, Trinidadian, he's going to be talking about a particular specific model similar to what Brother Ty says he's going to. It's called Sanctuary Cities. One of the things that comes out of Brother Francois and Brother Ty, as they mentioned, is it should begin to be an exchange, a knowledge exchange of information, us going back and forth between motherland and here, but also these types of collaborations of businesses in Africa, in America, diaspora businesses. When the African leaders came here in the U.S., everybody's in Africa. The Europeans in Africa, the Asians, except for the Black Americans, and it is their birthright. And so this is important to begin to think, as they've been talking about, the realization that we are one and that is our homeland. Also, I know several colleges, universities are collaborating with nations in the Caribbean and other African countries to have an exchange going back and forth of their young people here and our young people there. Very, 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 very important. Very important. And so this is a good thing. Everybody, Brother Ty, got another point.
Yeah, one thing that's got to be mentioned, and you brought that up, Tommy. Listen, when you talk about economics between countries, what should be attached to those people who are traveling back and forth should be a cultural attachment. And what I mean by that, we need historians that can teach African culture, because most of the African countries have been dominated by European educations. Yes. And so the brother Ayi Alma, who wrote the book The Beautiful Ones, is a good example of, as he said in his book, the Europeans came in, gave us religion, and took the land. And now we empty-handed. Yeah. So we got to get in the Bible back and take back the land, which means we got to take back our memory. Mm. So what should be attacked? Anytime you do economics, it's no good if it's just capitalism all over again. Mm. We need brothers, organizations that can begin to teach the people re-education. Re-education should be the most important thing in terms of the upliftment of people of African descent.
Thank you. Talking about a Pan-African economy. Folks, we round out today's show. We're going to get final comments from our folks. What should people take away? The one thing should take away from today's show. We got Brother Richard here. We got Brother Francois. Brother Ty, Brother Francois, what's the one thing that people should take away from today's show?
I have given the readings. It is always important to read. And I have given, I have mentioned the two books Dr. Claude Anderson.
Okay.
Let me repeat. Black Labor, White Wealth. The Search for Economic Justice, I think that's the subtitle. And the other one is Bawanomics. And the last thing I will mention is this book, wonderful book, that you have also mentioned, which is Stolen Wealth, Hidden Power, The Case for Reparation for Mass Incarcerations. In this book, that also I recommend, there is a figure. The author, Mackay Taselli, she gave a figure. She said, because of this mass incarceration for the past four decades, they owe the black in America $7.15 trillion.
Ooh.
I repeat, Wow. It's not me saying it.
Wow.
I bought the book, it was last year. $7.15 trillion that they owe the black in America only for the past four decades of mass incarceration.
Wow.
Ooh. So this comes on top of the reparations.
Mm.
So you just have to organize. You have a hidden wealth waiting for you, Black America.
Wow.
Ooh. To reach that wealth, organize yourselves.
That's right.
And stand up.
That's right. That's right. Excellent.
And the African leaders have to help for this organization, support it, give it the international resonance that it needs.
Mm. Wow. Mm. Brother Ty, you had a comment?
Yeah.
Then we go to Brother Richard. Mm-hmm.
You know, with the brother just Francois just mentioned, it reinforces what I said earlier about the what you call the criminal justice system or incarceration, just one aspect of a larger.
That's amazing. One system owes that money. That's just one institution.
The thing is, what you have to understand, the implication, it's a failure.
Mm.
And white people know it's a failure. Mm. Listen carefully. White people understand it's a failure, but they don't know what else to do. And because it is continuing based on the principle of inertia, it's moving along on its own now without their help. It's going to crash. It's going to crash, and people of color are not prepared for what's going to happen. That's just one institution that's going to crash. Other institutions are going in the same direction. This political institution, or this fight you see between Republicans, Democrats, independents, etc., that's going to collapse. And your boy Donald Trump, I love him. He said it all. He was the catalyst that kicked it in. He brought it to the forefront, what's been hidden underneath. And it needs to be brought out. And what's being brought out is all the evil that's been underneath. All the evil that's been underneath. And anybody that's of African descent that want to move right along with the white people, so be it. I ain't got no problem with that. You go ahead with the white people. But anybody who is consciously aware that the world is changing and that it must change and we must create new models, get on board, like Curtis Mayfield said in his book, a train is coming. Understand, a train is not coming, it's here. Get on board, get your ticket.
Okay, thank you so much, Brother Ty. Get on board. If you don't get on, it's gonna leave your ass, Brother Richard. final
just
thought.
Like the conversation, Brother Ty, and Brother Francois and Sister Tomiko. Thank you for letting me make comments. But what I would say is that going back to the reading, you gotta read. You gotta know your history, because like Brother Ty said earlier, you don't know who you are till you know where you came from. And a lot of our history is in the books. And furthermore, a lot of us don't read, so we don't know our history. So I would say start there. Know your history. Get out the matrix. Unlearn and relearn everything that we've been taught. Like Brother Ty said, re-educate yourself. We have to unlearn and relearn everything that we've been taught in this system, this matrix that we were born into.
Time in. Let me give him one more thing, a caveat.
We'll let Brother Richard finish.
Go ahead. Come on,
I like how he was going with that about the unlearn and relearn movement.
Yeah, you have to unlearn and relearn from nutrition to what you put in your body to financial literacy.
That's right.
You know, we want to play the game to win, not to lose, and we've been losing 10 times over. So now it's time for us to win.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Here's something all you people need to think about, and you researchers need to research it. One thing I learned years ago during the enslavement process when Abraham Lincoln was in office, this is why your history is so important. Ghana sent gold to America to reclaim the enslaved African, sent money and gold. Remember, Ghana was known for its gold. Mm. So that's not far-fetched. And the money, check this out, is still sitting in the treasury today accumulating interest. That's something you don't know nothing about. So all you who believe in reparation, I mean, all the money belongs to us. Thank you.
All right. Allah says always a lot. Food for talk, thought, deep
Did
thought.
Did you get that, Francois?
Yes, my brother.
I think everybody got it. The diaspora got it. And I want to thank everybody listening to today's guest, a very important Brother Ty, one of our political analysts, developmental psychologist, much lived experience, always going to tell it straight to the truth. Brother Francois Ndingwe out of Cameroon, also a publisher of an excellent Pan-African magazine, which he brings both worlds together, which we love. La Holmes, what's the name of the magazines again, Brother Francois? Please tell our audience. Very important.
It was Homme d'Afrique and Femme d'Afrique magazines.
And how do our folks get have access to those magazines?
I'll send you the link, the websites.
Okay. We'll send to Brother Richard. Brother Richard, if you can put it on the Facebook page. Also, yes. This is always recorded by Kuma Report. Yes. We'll have them put it on his page also. I also want to thank our extra guest, Brother Richard, engineer, owner, baller, soon to be building empire of a media company, always at the table, always there, always putting his insight, speaking for the generations to come, the young generation. And of course, we also want to thank our sponsors that make this show possible, Morton Modern Movers, 120-year-old African-American business. You can look at their website, www.mortonmodernmovers.com. And also you can call 443-435-9782. I want to thank them as our sponsor. 120-year-old business, black-owned, which means, folks, it is possible, but you got to be able to stand your ground. Some things you got to say no to. You got to make sacrifice, and you got to be committed. You got to be committed. All right, folks, we're going to go out. We're going to have a legend, now recent ancestor, Tina Turner. She's going to take us out. Diaspora, people of the sun, stay in the light. We appreciate you. Keep it bright. Come out of the darkness.
Out of the ruins, out from the wreckage, can't make the same mistake this time. Children, last generation, we are the ones they left behind, and I wonder when we are ever gonna change, living under the fear till nothing else remains. Coming. All else are castles built in the air.